Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm welcoming all of you here for another great live show. One of the great things we've got going on is we're bringing in new psychics. We're doing it daily. We're here on Psychics Gone Wild. We're having fun. Those of you who've been calling in on the 773-897-6461, hang with me. I will get with you. There's quite a few callers. We're doing an hour show again today, so get ready to play. One of the fun things that we've been doing is we've been adding in a little bit of variety and a lot of fun. Today's a real surprise, so hang with us. And the force and the angels willing, we've got a new fantastic psychic from Florida who should be on today. She's coming through. We've all got to hear Savannah. You've gotten to hear Celeste. You've gotten to hear Kelly. You always got to hear Sandra. You love to hear Jethro. What we're going to really get into is we're going to hear some really new ones. So one of the excellent things we've got happening is we've been doing some marketing and advertising, and those of you who've been following the show know that we're doing that great deal. Please get in and do those readings you can. This is the last month for the 50% off for Blog Talk Radio if you get in with Psychic Jethro. This is the last month for Celeste if you want to get that $20 email reading. Get in with Celeste right now. You've got to go ahead and get it right at psychicjethro@awil.com. You write into those emails and you get yourself in on those readings. Say, I'm a Blog Talk Radio customer. I want Celeste, I want Sandra, I want Kelly, I want Jethro, I want Tristan, I want any of the psychics, and we'll send that right on with it, because one of the excellent things that we're here to do and promote is to get you with that psychic. One of the things we've been really working on is we're going to be doing those classes, so write and get in on those too. You know, I want to be going to the Red Feather one. I am in wanting to go to the Southern Louisiana class. I'd like to go to the Sedona class. I have friends that also have talked to me, and we may be doing a California class. So if you've got some friends together and you'd like to do it, write me at psychicjethro@aol.com. Get a hold of me and say, you know, bring your friends and let's do a psychic class. We'll work it out with you. We'll see what we can do. And if given advance notice in a couple months or even a little longer, we'll set it up and work with you on getting us there. We have the fun of one of the best things we're doing is we're doing a lot of psychic defense. We did a lot of calling totems up at the Garden of the Gods, those of you who did that class. And that class is scheduled looking at attentively September. And I say that we've still got quite a few openings, and we've only heard from little pieces of Colorado. So come on, you guys. Those of you who wrote me, come on and get in and write and give me your yay or nay so we got it. I am psychic. I do know we're going to do the class. I just want to make sure, you know, who is it? It's like we've got our psychic coming on, and it's like she's going to be on here in a little bit. She's asking me where the chat's at. We need you to get on with the energy. We should have a little bit of the room in there, and that's what we do when we're doing multiple tasking. You'll see that today I'm the one on. I'm waiting for another psychic. So those of you who are on there, I please trust you to chat and, you know, be notable, because we do keep that way. I also put other people in that room to check on that. One of my excellent compliments that I did get, and the friend told me, was that, you know, we're here for the kids. So what I want to get with any of you guys who are doing that, you know, the technical difficulties we have sometimes is the phone gets disconnected, but this is Psychic Jethro on Psychics Gone Wild, and please, thank you for all your support. Those of you who've joined and started following the group, this is a great way to know when all the shows are on. One of the really positive things that we're really doing right now is not only are we getting those classes together, we're working on doing some really positive work of it. Today, I'm not getting the psychic chat to come up. I apologize to all of you. Obviously, I've got, you know, quite a bit, and my energy, sometimes you'll see that with me. Sometimes the guys just really give me a lot, and they do the energy. So those of you who can get on the lounge with the psychic chat, I apologize that, you know, the show's there. We will get with you in a few minutes. I'm also doing some real strong energy here right now. You know, and it's like one of the things you get and the things happening is that you'll see and hear one of our best psychic things that we've got, and that is that it's telling me pretty much that our psychic show, the 773-897-6461 number, is doing real well. Those of you who've been patient, I thank you. 404 This is Psychic Jethro 404, and it's taken a little bit of time today. Obviously, that chat isn't the only thing going, so right now it's showing me you're there, 404. You're the first caller. You've waited a while. I thank you for your patience, and we'll have you talk as soon as it clicks on. We've got a few more callers today coming in, and I want to tell you one of the great things we're doing now is we're going to give you that free mini, and then we're going to try to go right on to the next one. I do listen to you guys. We had some people who emailed me. They love the show. The thing that they tease me about is it is true, is I do get carried away with it. I will try to keep it down to one mini reading. We had quite a few complaints that there was people who waited. But, you know, one of the really good things about this is a free mini, and this is to check and see with your psychic. One thing you want to get in, and you guys have listened to Living in the Psychic Realm with me, know from the A1 Psychic Network, you want to pick your psychic because we do fill up. One thing I really love is I've always been able to help everyone, but I do understand, you know, I take clients on. I love to do that. So please get in on these deals right now on the Psychic Network because technicality, sometimes, you know, a psychic is too busy. There's sometimes right now looking at weeks wait. But if you get in, you get this done with the Blog Talk ready. We've made time for you. Then we continue to do this for you with all of the psychics. You know, I think the hardest thing is when you're stressed and you need to talk to someone and you call your psychic and you find out that your psychic is booked for like 3 months in advance. This happens. Those of you who have and can testify to that, I really pride myself on over hours, the other things I will do to help other people, but we need to be honest here. You know, I have to also take care of what I've got going on, and one of those things is psychically, we want to go ahead and kind of go into the other things that we've got happening. I apologize, 832 and 404, you're both being stalled on this. It looks like it's the machine. I apologize to you, but it's not letting you through. We're going to go ahead and just keep on going. I know eventually that the computer will catch on. Whatever's happening here with those, you know, they're saying that you're waiting for it, and we've got it happening here. So I'm going to go ahead and go right back into it. It looks like we've got you guys in this energy with this psychic on radio, and what we're really trying to do is we're trying to get this to go ahead and work. It looks to me like we've got a little bit of a problem here. It's telling me with it. I'm going to go ahead. They're blocking me with this with a little bit of the radio. So what we're going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and be gone just a second. Those of you who are listening that can get music, don't go anywhere. Psychic's Gone Wild is going to be right back. I'm going to go in and re-come back into the computer and see what we've got, because it looks to me like we've got a little bit of a problem here with the computer and the fact that they're waiting on it. If you look on there, you've got me pretty much on there with the show. We're going on and we are live. So bear with me, because what's really ironic is if you look at this, and what I've got is I've got about 8 of you waiting. I've got more people. I apologize. Please, those of you, 404, I'm taking your phone number down. Remember to call and get a hold of us. You know, you can always get a hold of me at 928-284-0437. You know, those are one of the really good ones. And one of the really good positive things is as we're having this happen here, we're going to turn right around and we're going to go into the whole part of why psychics do this. We do this to help people. We do this to do another part in the gift. Those of you I want to thank who just recently wrote to me and explained your curiosity about who and why, we're going to start adding, like we used to in the old shows of Living in the Psychic Realm, little pieces of knowledge. Yes, we do meditation. Yes, we do other work. Those of you who want to discuss toning, there's different types of toning for everything. There's a different way of doing that. One of the things that you want to do when you're increasing your ability is you want to strengthen that up. And what we want to do is we want to increase, we want to get people going, we want to feel that energy of what they've got, and it's like, and hello, it's Psychic Jethro back on Psychic's Gone Wild. We're re-getting back into there. We are having a little bit of odd things happen. Those of you who've been there on the show, I thank you. We are kind of experiencing a little bit of crazy. Just give me a little bit. Well, go ahead. We're working with it. I'm going back in. You can hear me. And that's what I really wanted to talk to you about, is that one of the really good things, as you guys will find out, is like this. There's a time and an energy causing effect. Well, those of you who are doing it right now, we're in a retrograde again. It's not Mercury. No, it's Pluto retrograde. Those of you who have studied up on this know this is the time for those energies. I am a Scorpio, so of course I'm getting some of this right now. And as you guys can see and hear, I'm working with it and I'm getting through it. But what it does is when you're looking at different planets and different energies, they do affect different parts of us and different ways it affects us. This example is, for me, being a Scorpio, it makes for things to be really on a different wavelength. What I normally do and what takes me an hour to do, I'm pretty much going through and taking me, you know, almost here a good 10 minutes. As I go through and I look at the things that other people are telling you, and you'll find this out going through the energies with other people, is you that are having this experience are dealing with life. You're also dealing with some other things that are, it'll really get frustrating. If you're looking for a relationship, this is a time to watch for those old deja vu karmic relationships. Pluto, if you've read your old stars and you've understood the old system of it, the old books tell you that Pluto was ruling a lot of that of the other side of the other part of the realm. So when you're doing these kind of things like we are today, you're going to have those wild things. One thing I ask all of you to remember when you're going through these testing times, remember what it would be like to be in that other shoe, because you've also got yourself going in there and you've got it happening. I have got myself in actually 12 minutes. We're back in with Psyche's Gone Wild and everybody's working again. This all has been working up until the last 3 minutes of the show. So we're right back. I thank all of you who's been patient. 404, I thank you, and I'm sorry it took me a while to get to you. How are you, 404?
I'm good. How are you?
Hilarious. I guess you were had to be the test. I went in. They told me I wasn't in. I went over to the radio. They let me back. They kicked me out. They sent me home and then let me play.
Well, I'm happy I'm able to get through.
Oh, I am too, and I thank you. And I know it's a little hard sometimes calling in and waiting. I thank you for your patience. This is Psychic Jethro. One of the great things today we've got with us is we've got another psychic on the line named Tristan, and Tristan's going to be coming on and doing our show. She's always been welcome to, good friend and very good positive person. Can you give me your first name, 404?
Yes. It's Nancia.
Okay, Nancia. And Tristan, how are you today? Okay, I guess Tristan's hiding.
No, I'm fine. Thanks.
Good. Okay. Well, we've got you here and we've got it going, and I thank you for being able to come and show us. This is both of us from Florida. Be ready, you guys. This is one of the new, really excellent psychics. And so what I want to do with you, Nancia, is I want to kind of look, and we'll do a mini question, obviously, because of other people waiting. But would you like to just go ahead and state out to me and Tristan, or do you, what would you like, Nancia, from us?
Just looking into career for me, if you can. I'm just, where I'm working now, I'm just ready for a change, and so I was just wondering, do you see anything coming up for me?
Okay. Tristan?
I get that you're underappreciated at your job.
Yes, that's how I'm feeling.
Oh, yeah, it's there. And I also get I feel with the energy with you, Nancia, that I feel it's also starting to really do a change for you, that I think by the time you get into May, I feel that you're going to have it. It's unfortunate. We were just talking about Pluto in the back part. Jobs and careers, everybody's getting pressure. You're out there in the workforce, and they want you. They got to have you. They get you like this underappreciated, like Tristan said. And here you are working, and they're putting the pressure on you. And what we're seeing in our economy, not just because of the financing, but because of the 2012 and the water dragon we're in, we're seeing people get tired, done, and then they're still getting used again.
Right.
That's what I see. I see you. I do see something else here. I feel like you've had other people and other things go. You've kind of stayed with what you did here a little bit, Nancy, because of other responsibilities. I see this happening for you, that you're going to be able to get into something. I'm getting fours. I keep getting the math number four, which tells me there's something here. It's not April, the month four, but I feel like it has something to do with fours. And I'm getting that real strong.
And do you feel like it'll be something completely different than what I'm doing now?
I do feel that. Do you, Tristan? What are you getting, Tristan, here?
Are you in administrative?
No, I'm in the nursing field now.
Nursing, but do you do any kind of administrative work with that?
No, I don't.
Maybe that's where you're going.
I feel that. I agree. And I'll tell you, they've already started with you on work, and I think part of it is you do really well with what you've got, but like I agree with her in the administrative. I see more of the – I think this is a positive promotion, wouldn't you say, Tristan? It feels like they're going to move her into something better because she's got her experience and she's going into it. She's done the hard work on the floor. You get in a little bit of trouble from the guides, too, that you've been shoving and pushing that body a little too much. You really – are an excellent person, and my hat's off to anybody who does your field. You're needed, you're valued. But what I'm getting here with you, and I really want to say, is that the angels are telling me that you sometimes push your body when it says it needs to relax.
Okay, and do you feel like it's within the same company or different?
Ooh.
I see different.
I agree. I agree with Tristan. That was real strong there. I see different, and I see with that. You know, and we thank you. You're welcome. Call in with that 773. Get a hold of us and have a full half an hour, you know, with one of the readings. And kind of look at here, especially when you're doing career, you want to look at the numerology. Sandra is really good at numerology. You just got to talk to Tristan here. Tristan, how would she get a hold of you if she wanted a full half an hour reading with you?
You could get a hold of me at triscuit17@yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, thank you,
you know,
both.
Thank you. We appreciate you calling in. We're running right on. That was very nice, and we tried to do a little more. And I thank you guys that are real patient. I know this is sometimes frustrating. We do give you just a little because of others, but really get that half an hour. It's because, like, she just talked with Tristan. Tristan's on with her real strong. So she gets a hold of Tristan. Tristan sits down, gives her her reading. They're both happy. Tristan's done her service and her gift of psychic, and she's gotten her reading, and she knows all of the pieces. We can't give it to you all in a mini reading. I'd love to on here. Unfortunately, you know, time is limited. I thank you for 832. You've been real patient. You were one earlier that the machine held on to. How are you, 832?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
This is Melissa. Kelly, she told me to give you a call yesterday.
What did she say? Call me. No, I'm kidding.
He had mentioned that sometime this year I was going to be granted a financial gift that I'd been with, and I'm assuming that it would come from career, but I'm not real sure, so I'll call you.
Okay. Tristan, what are you feeling there?
I'm feeling like I cannot even hear this lady speaking.
Okay, it's all right. I'm getting some kind of air. I apologize to you guys if you hear a fan sometimes outside. I don't have anything on here, and I'm in Tampa, but sometimes I'm hearing a little bit of a stuff like an air conditioner. And what I'm trying to get, and I'm feeling with you a little bit, is, Melissa, I do feel that, do you mind, Melissa, kind of giving me a little bit of energy? Because I need to, for me, my guides need to have your name, so I have the permission to read you. So if you'll just say your name real slow for me.
Melissa.
And then you said you were looking in career, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's what the guys are doing. And the minute we said that, boy, I bet you Tristan will tell you, I don't know if you can hear it, the minute we said that, this whole thing gave you sound behind there. There's something else going on here. It's not computer, and it's your guides. So what you're going to hear, Melissa, and what I want to make sure, is you really have got some numerology going on. I need you to give me your date of birth. I know that's a rude thing for a man to ask, but I need that.
Okay, 3/11/74.
Okay, and the reason I'm getting this, now see, that just calmed down. We didn't have any problem. This is the cool thing you guys are going to realize about these crystals and this energy. What you're hearing is our radio working within the crystals. Melissa is really wanting this done. Your numbers is doing it. This is what they're telling me. They're telling me right now you're in a position or a job that you're helping others that are not really seeming to be appreciative. There's something here that you've got someone else outside that you're doing. Like you're doing some kind of work. I don't want to say charity, but I don't feel like you're getting paid much for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's something going on here, and I apologize, Melissa. You've got to have to work with me a little bit. This is a good question for a psychic to figure out the time and the date. I also feel like something's blocking you. Tristan, can you feel that energy? There's something that's
absolutely.
Like...
Absolutely.
It's like really strong, and let's be rude. Tristan's had relationships like that, and she's promptly got rid of them. No, I'm teasing Tristan, but she's a good friend. But that's what I feel. I feel the same thing that when I talked to Tristan last year about something else. The same energy is going on right now with you, Melissa. Something someone is blocking you. And I feel the really horrible part is I feel you're a real good person. I feel like you're going around and around, and you're going to have to help me. You said career and work, but I got to get a little more with you because I feel like something else is going to hear wise is what we want to answer for you. And I feel like that you've had something else happen, Melissa. I'm feeling like there's been a passing in your family here. I'm trying to see when the last... This is not... I don't think it's been that long that you've had somebody on the other side. Somebody on the other side is running and just talking there.
Well, my mother-in-law passed away last year. I wasn't close with her at all, so...
And, you know, that's the one thing that people always think, and this is something here for those of you who I've done channeling with and for years, you may not have been close. You may have, like you said, and sometimes love and hate, somebody you have a problem with and they go over there, oh, they take it with them. You know, they take it over there, and they've got people over there that they complain to. You know, they're like, and you know what she did? She cooked me green beans. I went to her house. I hate green beans. She gave me green beans. You know, that kind of joke, that kind of thing they do. And what I'm getting, you know, and I'm teasing you a little bit, Melissa, because I'm trying to get you to put your little of your energy down too. So if I joke with you and offend you, please don't hang up and call me that dirty word. Just deal with me a minute. Because what I'm doing is I'm trying to get you to let the energy, because I do feel there's someone doing this. I feel like there's someone, I feel like in between. This may be also sometimes people bring them home with them. You know, you go, I had a really good example. I had raised two boys. They went to the graveyard. They were playing over there because someone told them there was cool free stuff there.
I'm
like, flowers, and you leave them there, you know. But they came back, and they brought home someone. And what they did, and this is an example, what I'm trying to get, Melissa, is I'm feeling you've got something there. And Tristan, can you help me a little bit on this? Are you feeling what I'm feeling, or am I just...
I probably have picked up a spirit because I'm in and out of hospitals all the time.
Oh, okay.
She definitely has an entity with her.
That's what we're both getting. And I'll tell you, Melissa, that's why now it's kind of letting me go with it, but I'm getting heat from it. Have you ever noticed in your house, like you'll be talking about something, and all of a sudden you'll feel a heat or a feeling, sometimes a cool feeling, and it's nothing to do with you, it's just you feel like the conversation should be changed?
Yes.
That's exactly that. That's the thing that you always look for with this. I'll tell you one thing, Melissa, that's really intense, and me and Tristan are both right now hand clasping through Florida, because she's in another area than I am, and we're both sending energy as we're like ornery, is we're holding it back. It's pushing energy, and it is there. I would suggest this is part of what's causing that, and what I would do is I would spiritually have you do a spiritual cleansing. I want you to go through, and you know, this is an agreement.
Sage.
Sage, yes. And what do you do with the sage? Let Tristan tell you what that would do to help clear this out of the house.
Okay.
You take the sage, and you go to your four corners of your house in each room and ask that the spirits leave, be gone. And I also follow it up with holy water.
Okay.
I feel that, and what I would encourage with you, and then we can get this, because this is trying to cause energy, and what it's doing is it's causing this frustration. You also have got some good things, hows and whys, coming up. I feel this. The other part is you have an energy, and we need to look at it, the whole thing of it, and see, because your energy, you said hospital, but I feel you're more of a blue than a green. Now, this may not make sense, but if you think of an aura, people who go in and do green, you're really good. I'm not saying you're uncompassionate. I'm not saying, Melissa, you're in there, you know, in the hospital, putting them in the hospital. I'm saying you're in there and you're doing this, but your calling is more verbal. I feel that you are a very good verbal person. I keep feeling like you're okay where you are, but you need the new change, and that's why you're talking about career. And I think that's part of why they're affected to you. I feel you're a blue. This is something very common. True blues are hard to come by. You're very positive. You're very verbal. If you have a choice, the truth's going to come out of you, Melissa. It's like a sieve. It's going to find its way out of you.
Yes, it does.
Okay, that's what I feel. That's what I would suggest. I really think with it, Melissa. I really would, and I would get with one of us on a reading, and I would have them do a little spiritual cleansing like you heard, and then I would also encourage you to look at this career, because I think there's the change. I think your guys are kind of like with this. I think you have a lot of potential. I see you really doing well here at the middle of the month, and those are some other things happening. You know, I do see that. I feel that. I also thank you with the calling. I apologize. We're looking at time, and I'm almost our halfway mark, guys, which we're going to give away a psychic reading to those of you who've been listening and keeping tuned. So hang on for that. And I have to let you go, Melissa, because I've got to run to the next person. But I thank you, and I hope we helped you as much as we could quickly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we've also got happening here, and I, you know, encourage you to listen in, Melissa. One thing is that we were just saying real quick is to always go ahead with the reading. Those of you who are doing that, get with that psychic and get the rest done. Tristan and me are on today on Psychic's Gone Wild. 904, you're up next. How are you? Hello? I guess 904 is having a rest. I can hear him.
Yes, this is Sarah. I'm
Hi,
in Florida as well.
Yay, it's Florida rocks. We rock.
All right. All right. Do you smell the smoke where you are?
I do, and I wondered. I'm in Tampa.
Okay. Got some wire fires going on, like maybe in the Lake City area, and I guess according to how the wind is blowing, you know, it comes in either, you know, direction, because I'm in North Florida, Jacksonville.
Oh, man. Sarah, I thank you for calling and letting us know, and all of us, you know, be aware of that. You know, I don't know how. I'm new to Florida. I'm pretty good in the Rocky Mountains and California, but whenever you got those things, you know, be careful, be safe, everybody, you know. Sarah, I want you to do me a big favor. I feel the energy, and then I'm going to have me and Tristan both read you. I feel like you've got some stuff happening there. You are very gifted, Sarah. I'm feeling a lot of energy from you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
are you a smoker?
Yeah.
Okay. I just was picking up smoke around you, and it wasn't from wildfires.
I feel like Sarah's got. I feel like a lot of energy. Both of us are getting, and I really like what I was getting was I feel like Sarah's got some ability. I feel like she's. You kind of sense things and feel things, and you have some angels with you. There's like I feel these really good protection. I thank you for calling in, and I feel better. If you guys have all been listening in today, it's been a lot of crazy going on with the radio show and a lot of wild. And now I can feel since you've been on, I'm feeling this really positive strength from you, Sarah.
Wonderful.
Cool, and I'm going to have you go ahead and let us know what did you want to ask. Sarah, basically, what did you want to look at for your mini question before we...
Mini question, whichever one you feel stronger about, you know, as far as career or money. I was listening to you with the numerology thing with the last caller, so I'm not real sure which area you're, you know, stronger in, but I was liking that numerology thing.
Oh, I get that. Tristan, what do you feel with it? And then I'll go with the angels and what I'm seeing in the future. So what do you feel?
I just feel that you're having health issues. There's something with health issues with you.
Okay. And I'm feeling that. I feel the energy. I feel this year is going to be, you know, and we were talking earlier about things happening in the month. I feel that you're going to be getting some finance, some different things coming there. And what I feel with you, now this is where I'm a person who reads the colors and the aura and the left side, the numbers. I wish we had Sandra or, you know, we've got sometimes Kelly. Kelly's very both sides. Tristan's very much with it. We're going to kind of work me and Tristan a little bit together with you. Is I'm feeling a lot of like aqua with her. I feel a lot of energy that is coming. They keep saying that it's not done, that there's another financial plus for her, and it's got like, it looks like a six with a lot of really nice aqua colors. Do you know what I mean? And I apologize here, Sarah. You got to bear with this old psychic reading that way. But what I do is the time and dates, I'm excellent with the angels, but that's what they're telling me. They're telling me you've got somebody, I feel there's a person that is you're helping take care of. I keep feeling like there's something financially where you've got someone that you put your time and money into them.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that real strong with you, Sarah. And I feel that they're gonna. This is gonna be good in karma. The angels are saying you're being rewarded, but they're saying it's gonna be less financially for you. And I do agree. I feel like Tristan, there's something here with you, and I feel with your energy that you're gonna overcome something. There's been some kind of an argument there, or something, Sarah, with I keep feeling like you had something, you went through a point where you had to put your foot down because the money was getting, it was, it's like you had to watch it really with a, not just a budget, but you have to watch it, and it's sometimes it's like you have to just keep watching it. Is that, am I making sense of what I'm saying? I'm feeling that with you real strong.
Yes, you are making sense, you know, because I've been underemployed for a while and being attacked, I feel like, in all areas. But I feel that I am strong, you know. But, you know, it's time now for my breakthrough.
Feel that. And if you've listened to me on a couple of my shows, I want you to ask for that abundance prayer. Write me at PsychicJethro@AOL, and we'll do the abundance prayer. There's no charge. I know how it is. I've been there. I deal with that. I can help you with that abundance prayer. You send it to me, and I'll do the prayer. I'll put you in there. I have people give me their full legal name just because it is the numerology, and I sit down and pray. I do a lot of prayer and angel work, and I'll put it in. And they're telling me that, you know, you've been unemployed, but you're, I do think that Tristan's getting it. I think your guys and you are kind of fighting them. They want you to take care, but you're real strong, and you're trying to get up. And that's not, I'm proud of you, Sarah. I think that's very good. But I see what the angels are saying. They're saying, Sarah, we got you to rest. And you're like, I've rested. I'm all good. Let me go back to work, you know. And what I'm feeling with, we can work with the two together, and I can see you getting back in there to work. I feel like it going in with you. I do think it's got May 18th written on it. That's what I'm getting. But we've got it. You're going to have to work, and the guys and the angels are going to work with you on this time. You're going to take it easy. You are a hard worker. You know, you're a good example of a good worker. You've been out of work for a while, and I'm very sorry when you said that, because I can feel it. You're a real good worker. You know? And you know, I feel it. And, you know, please get a hold of me, Sarah. This is not all we do, just help with readings. We do a lot of spiritual and faith here, and I want you to send that to me on that abundance, and I will send you the abundance prayer, and I will just sit down and pray for you, because I feel that's what's happening. The angels are telling me that if you'll kind of do a little bit of the fact that you'll agree to get your rest, and you've got to take care of you. Sometimes you used to miss meals and everything. Sometimes you were just like, you're like a little train that couldn't. You had so much coal pushing you up that hill, you were scaring everybody else, and you were tired.
Please don't get offended. I'm not a big eater.
Man, I'm proud of you, but you know what? I do these crazy things to help me with health, but you I want to just go, hey, you take care of you. I know you're not a big eater, but you gotta, when you're putting out that kind of work, I mean, I've worked with people that have three helpings just because they had to get up and answer the door. You know, and here you are working like a wild woman. I take my hat off to you. I'm going to do a thing here, and just hang on with this minute, Sarah. And Tristan,
okay,
we're going to look here, and I'm going to pull out what we're going to do is anybody who joins in and does a reading this month that's put their name in, we're going to be giving the year reading away. And one of the readings that we're going to be giving away is I'll be giving you a Psychic Jethro reading, one-hour reading, month by month, and it includes the phone and the picture reading. So you get both. You get to have both your picture read and month by month. This is something we're going to include for the month of April. We'll be giving that away in May. As I'm pulling in and getting the names out of here, I have Jackie234, and I'm going to use that as your email. You have won the half an hour reading. You've also won one of the really good things on Psychics Gone Wild. Please contact and come in. And yes, you are right. I do know, and I can say Jennifer Grimms is one of my clients. We'll be hearing her music next week on Psychics Gone Wild. I've got one of her CDs that she's just made, and she's going to be one of the music you guys will hear on Psychics Gone Wild. She's going to come on. She's talking to me about when. Her schedule's real busy. And I thank you guys. You know, I guess a blast from the past. Thank you from California. We're going to do a little bit here. And Sarah, now that you've hung on, I thank you. I told them I try to keep it real close to the half an hour, or I forget. But those of you who are putting in with the membership, we've also got a new one that we're putting in. If you want to get that Destiny card reading, send in to PsychicJethro@AOL.com. I want Kelly's card. And what we'll do is we'll go ahead and we'll put out a contest. I've had quite a few of you email me on different things. Please put in that. You want the cards. I've got 7 of you who did the website. I put you in. And this month in April, we'll go ahead and get with Kelly, and she'll give you one of those, email or snail. You decide. But we'll pick a winner there in the 1st of May. Thank you, Sarah. I had to get all of our stuff out. And Sarah,
all right. Thank
are
you.
Thank you, and I bless you for calling us. And give me like we said there, right.
Okay, so that's all Tristan had to say was smoke around me.
Yeah, I felt that you, you know, had smoke around you, so I was thinking that you were a smoker and something to do with your health, that you weren't, like, properly taking care of yourself, which Jethro explained because, and you explained because you weren't eating.
Okay. I mean, I don't eat as bad as it looks like. I mean, I do eat.
And I probably nagged you. I'm kind of motherly, and I apologize to her. My gosh, I call it.
I can stand to gain 10 pounds, you know. But I'm good. I mean, most people would pay to get my size.
I love that. Now, there's the honesty. Sarah, you made my day. And what I like, you know, is she was patient with me. I do get overly sometimes when the guys tell me stuff. I've never met Sarah. We're just talking on the phone. And what they told me there, some people get offended. You've heard people hang up on me and call me names that aren't true. But what's really sad is because I'm just blunt. Thank you, Sarah, for not getting offended. She does say that she needs to gain a little bit. I feel the guys and angels are telling me she better take care of Sarah so we can get her back in the workforce. But she's got to take it light. She doesn't get to go in and take on the bear anymore like she used to.
Yeah.
So,
all right, thank you, and I will continue listening, okay? And I will send you that email shortly.
Thank you, Sarah. That's the best compliment you can give us. We're going to go right into the next client. We've got 307. We've got two of you. So we're going to go with 307-253. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on Psychic Gone Wild with Jethro and Tristan. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. One of the great things, I thank you for listening in and being patient with us. We're going through and we're doing some readings here. You've got Tristan. This is one of her best days on. She's one of her first because she's always been gifted. We just got lucky to get her on Psychic Gone Wild. Would you go ahead and give Tristan your first name and a little bit of your question, what you'd like for your free mini reading?
My name is Desiree, and I just really just want to know about life in general. Everything in my life right now is just chaos.
Okay, what was your first name?
Desiree. Formally?
Desiree. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say you have a hectic life. How you have at least a couple, two, three kids?
I have four.
Four. Wow. Okay, yeah. So everything basically in your life, your relationship, work, children, everything is like running rampant right now, correct?
Yeah, everything.
Wow. You have a lot of energy you're giving off. I would start evaluating what are the important things that you need to take care of, because you're going to run yourself down and you're not going to be any use to anybody, like your children, your whole family, everything. Are you getting that, Jethro?
I am getting, and I feel like, Desiree, you know, as you said, everything. I think that you pretty much hit the point there that as we're going through this, Desiree, can you just say your name slow for me?
Desiree.
I feel some of the tears with you. I feel that you've got some people, you know, we talked about this yesterday with someone else that called in. You've got some other people that are like, they're watching you, they're checking on you is what I get with you. I feel this none of their business. And I'm one of the first advocates to tell them to back off, sit down, and get a clue. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are doing stuff. If they want to go do something great, join a group and become a volunteer. This whole country is needing help. Get off of Desiree is what I like to say to them. You know, put that on the radio. And I get this going on with you. I get that they're pushing you in a corner. And I get that you're a really good person, but you're just about enough.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's something here about some dishonesty. Now I'm going to ask you the person in the relationship. Can you give me a name? Is that okay?
Of a relationship?
Yeah, of a person here. I keep feeling like you've got someone that's like, I want to say they're with you, but they're not with you, and then your heart's on them or something. I'm feeling something crazy here going on. Well, he gets grounded, and he's grounded bad because I can feel him. I feel like he is like around you. He likes the attention, but he likes to keep you riled.
Yeah.
He likes to keep you, he likes that excitement of it. He needs to be sent back to his corner. You know what I mean? Hey, it's like we went through some other energies before with some people just like him. And what I'm feeling here with you, Desiree, is I feel like this person is not sure of what they're after. They want, one minute they want you in their life, the next minute they want other things in their life. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm getting here with them real strong with you is like I also get a real sad thing, and I apologize if we get disconnected. It just knocked me off the show, but I am here on the phone. So what I also am feeling with you, Desiree, is the other energy is I feel like that he's not committed to you in the fact that he loves you, but he likes, I feel like there's somebody else involved with him. You know what I'm talking about? I feel like he's kind of, he can't, you know, and it's, this is men and women. I want to tell you guys, shame on you guys who, if you want to be a player, that's fine. More power to you. You know, I'll watch. I watch TV. Not a lot because I'm psychic and at home. But, you know, I'll give him credit. But what I'm getting here, what I feel with him that really makes me sad is I think that this person is basically, he can't make up his mind and you're like on second fiddle. And I feel you really love him.
I really do, yeah.
I feel that with your heart. And I feel that he could really be the one for you if he'd catch a clue and quit being a goofball. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm really being a butt about him. And, you know, you can get mad and hang up. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. And I thank you guys. I'm back on with you. But it's like what I feel with you going on, too, is I feel like this is hurt. And what I feel here is I would suggest with you, I would suggest a little bit of the energy of you're a good person. There's something here with you, Desiree. I feel like you don't realize how attractive you are. You're like insecure or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
I've been hurt a lot.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know why you're hurt? Tristan will tell you. It's because you're hot. I mean, let's tell her, Tristan. You have them driving us crazy. And we have to slap them down with, you know, anything we can grab. The reason is because you're a nice, attractive person. Nobody chases a scary one. You know, come on. I mean, you've got a collection there, girl. You write some of this down. We'll put an ABC movie out there. You know, I'm sitting here going, whoa. You know, don't let them get you down. And I'm glad you called. That's part of what the support is. Get with one of us. I know it's a little financial. I see some new things happening. I see you grabbing onto what you really like. And I see that you grab onto something here, like we were just talking about some office work, or you'd make an excellent receptionist. You're very positive. You're very peaceable, orientated. You get into something like that, you get something going in 6 or 7 months, you have a paper under you, and you're out there and going with this. And then you're calling us on the workforce. And then we're sending Tristan in because they're getting too friendly, and she will go there. She will tell them. Tristan's honoring. Don't ever doubt it. But, you know, and we, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what we need to do. You just made a friend here. Please write us, email us, Desiree, because I've been where you've been. And I feel that when someone hurts you like that, like you said, you've been hurt all those times, you kind of think something's with you.
Yeah.
You know? And what it is a pattern, and I've been there, you know, and they'll all tease you. I'm not going to go real into my life. You don't want to laugh. But I have been with, and Tristan will tell you, Tristan probably has had a bad relationship or two. What we're saying and what we're doing is we're here for you. And when you want to change those patterns, get a hold of some of us. Look at it. And I see the new energy for you. I see that you've got a whole world out there that look out, baby, because when you hit it, you know, and it's there. I see this within this year of being the change. I also see a really good thing for you. That it seems like you wanted things in your life, and you kind of got. I feel like someone pulled the rug out from you a couple years ago. Somebody did something to you, like here, and they're kind of like they're the boss. You know, I felt that with you before. At first, I thought it was your relationship, and I'm like, oh no, he didn't. You know, but it's you've got someone trying to control you. You know what I'm saying?
It's the relationship.
Oh.
I have a sister-in-law that has ruined my life not once, twice.
Ooh.
Has completely taken everything from me.
Oh my goodness.
That's horrible.
And from that state where you come from, we were just talking, you're from my home state. And I, there's people up there that are just flat honoring. I can say it because I was and for years came from Wyoming. Wyoming's wind don't get you, the people will. There's some people up there. This woman is one of them. This is like, you know, I really pray when they start these kind of things. And I think there's where you know, get some other allies. You got, you know, you're a good person. You're trying to get along. And I think that's part of what's getting you. There's a point of boundaries is the word I get. And it's like, you know, no, and you putting up your energy, Desiree, getting you in a space and a place where, you know, it's about you. And it's not evil to ask and you shall receive. It's not evil to take care of your space. You know, I feel like you're a good person. I feel like it's sad because I feel like you're like, I'm trying to get along with these people. I'm letting them. And like her, she took advantage of you, and you're still kind of nice to her. I wouldn't be nice to her. I mean, me and Tristan, I'm like, we would like tell her where to go down, and it wouldn't be down the river.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I've gotten my vengeance with her. She's finally lost everything, too.
Oh, well, karma. Isn't that a bad girl? Karma's a bad girl. Yeah. Well, Desiree, we thank you for calling. We gave you a little tidbit. We enjoy you. Please listen to the show. You're welcome to call. We're on 7 days a week, unless one of us have our days, which we do. We try to be on for you. Please, you know, contact us. If you get a chance, I'd like you to join up. We do Psychic Chat. I promote that with everybody. In fact, it's on Facebook, psychicjethro@aol.com, or you can go through with Y-O-Sammy, W-Y-O-S-A-M-M-Y, at Q.com, and get in that way with Sandra. We both have been doing it. We're celebrating today that we hit our 450 new members since we've started it, in the fun that we've just got a Psychic Chat to call in, talk. You know, on the Facebook, you can just chat on there, put anything you want up on there. We've had a lot of fun, and we welcome all of you new people to do that. Please put in the email. So, you know, Desiree, I know you're having some stress there. We can get you in, and we can get you a reading. You know, please do those contests and stuff. And, you know, we're doing a deal. If you get in this month on Blog Talk Radio, I'm giving a 50% discount. It'll be the last time, you guys, I can do it. I can tell you that very much. I've really been busy, and I love you guys. I'm also going to be on the Canadian Angel psychic line, which means I've got to, you know, they're going to make me be more of a professional and quit giving away things. But the thing I do, and I do love with you guys, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and really work with you on Blog Talk Radio. You know, if you guys call, we do a little bit of a mini, but I always work with everyone. Just please get a hold of us, because those things aren't always out there. We've got another caller, 307-315.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Sorry you had to wait forever. You're like, did he ever stop talking?
Oh, no, it's fine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Psychic Jethro, and you've got Psychic Tristan. How are you doing today?
Good.
You want to just give us your name and your question with a free mini? We've got about 13 minutes left of the show on Psychics Gone Wild.
My name's Jasmine, and I don't know. I was just wondering, like, I don't know, about life in general, I guess.
Hmm. Okay. Jasmine, are you feeling it, Tristan?
I feel blockage.
I feel like Jasmine's got. I think that you're pretty stubborn.
Yeah, I feel blocked.
I feel like you're doing something that your guides don't want you to do right now. It's like where you are and what's happening isn't your fault, but you know very well what to do and how to get out of it. And I feel the angels are telling you you're very smart. I feel you are like. You are one smart cookie. Sometimes you're too smart. You're one of them that's smart enough to get in trouble, bounce back, and still get somebody else if you choose to. You know, that kind of smart. That's what I get, Jasmine. I come from a big family, so if I say something that offends you, please don't hang up or call me names. But what I'm getting here real strong with you is there's energy going there, and I get what you kind of want to have happen in your life. Is there something with you and love going on?
Yeah,
it's, man. And I don't know who you're dancing with or what you're doing, but there's people on the other side that aren't sure. I feel that they're being testing this person. And I can feel you've got somebody, they're testing them. Like you've got somebody who passed away on the other side. Your family member that died.
My brother?
Yes. He's telling me real clear here, something's not right here. Something's blocking. Something's going on. And I think the really thing here, I think that you're ready for some kind of move, but it's like, the guys are telling you, and you're doing, and you're sitting down, and you're showing everybody what you're doing. And I feel you've got some stuff that has to happen for you. And I keep feeling like you're going to move. They keep telling me you're going to move. Am I correct? Have you got something that they're trying to get you to move where you're living, or you're not?
I'm getting ready to switch a job.
Okay, that's part of it. That's part of what they're telling me. They're also telling me that you're going to be, there's someone else, there's someone here that, it's like they're trying to make you do it, and you're fighting some of it. Some of it is, it's like, I feel like you're hanging on to something from the past, and I feel sad, and I feel the really hard thing for you, Jasmine, is that the love you've got is you're really, really, the job's going to be getting ready to transfer, but I feel there's something else happening for you. I feel like you've got someone. It's like a new relationship that's trying to come in, or an old. There's something going here with relationship. It's a hard block. You're a hard one, Jasmine. I thank you. You are going to make me and Tristan really work today, because I feel like there's a block, and I feel like there's something going on that your heart is. It's like I feel like in relationship there's something not right there.
I just got in a new relationship, but it's just hard because my last relationship was with my son's dad, and it was bad.
You have a hardened heart.
Yeah.
You have a hardened heart.
And it's been, it's hurt you. It's like that relationship, and that other one was bad. I'll tell you what's really sad, and that's where you're getting that energy from the other side. This person was abusive or mean to you or something.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. I got to be real blunt. I'm sorry. This is the radio, and this is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we go right there for it. But I got to go honest with you. And this person hurt you, and I get what Tristan got. You've got a hardened heart. And I think the really sad thing was, you know, I got to be really honest with you, dear. Please don't get offended with me, but you're a woman, and any time a man grabs onto a woman or does what they've done, that person should be dragged behind a vehicle until sparks come out their rear. I'm sorry. But
exactly.
Now you know exactly how I feel. And I'll tell you right now in the New York Minute, that don't go. I mean, we just talked here about the Wyoming. Anybody who knows that will tell you that. I come from a big family, worked years against the Coalition Against Violence. Anybody who does that, get the help, get away, do this. My hat's off to you. I would suggest you getting in and talking to somebody because this person really hurt you. And I feel the really sad thing is you're a good person and I think you're trying to be strong. I can feel from the other side. You're right about your brother or someone who's passed. They are like hot. I mean, I can feel the energy and it's like woo, woo. You know, and
what
I'll tell you guys,
what is he mad about?
It's like he's trying to get you and this situation into you're going into some good. And I think he's still upset over this person that hurt you. He, you know, the other side, you guys got to realize from being passed on the other side, they can see, they can hear as they're right here. This brother sat here and watched the sister get abused. He watched her try to fight somebody who was physically abusive. This is like your older brother, isn't it? This was somebody who kind of was the fighter, the stick-upper, the protector for you.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. That's exactly why me and Tristan are getting it on the phone. You guys are feeling this. Any of you who are psychic, man, you can feel the heat, Jasmine. You can feel it coming through the phone. Your brother's on the other side right now, and he's saying straight up, this person, some bad things are going to happen to this person. I can tell you right now. Can you feel it, Tristan?
Her brother is extremely pissed off. I'm sorry.
Exactly. And he's not joking. This is where you see weird things happen. You know, he's talking about this person never being able to walk with their car breaking down. He's talking about every time this person turns around, something happening. He's talking about people just not liking this person and just punching this person to want to punch this person. This is not a bad thing. People say, I was cursed because the last two relationships I had, something beat them up. Well, did they look back? Did they look at their dad who was very protective and said, I don't like this guy? The same thing you've got here on the other side. If you don't think they can't hurt you, just go to a haunted house sometime and have a Amelia. You don't have to be psychic to feel it. What I'm telling you and what I'm feeling here is that they're going through the energy. And what I get with you is that this is going to get better. And I feel that you are going to work together. You've got to get back to love. And what we were talking and what Tristan feels, Jasmine, is you've got a very hardened heart. And it's normal. You have to do it to survive. Now the bad one's out. Get in. And I would suggest talking to a professional, obviously. Get in with someone, do a little codependency, go into an anger group. Go in there and let your hair down, girl. Get in there and tell them what you feel. This person hurt you. You don't. Nobody deserves that. And I'm telling you really sadly, what I also get with you is I get that you really love your child, but you're not done fighting with this other person yet.
Mm-hmm.
No.
This person, you need to get in and get some other people. And I'll tell you one thing right now, that's what this country is all about, is we are in America. Nobody gets to treat you bad. We're not in a country where they do that. And what I'm feeling with you and the angels and the guys is they're saying, get in there, start talking to some advocacy, and get some things there. He doesn't get to see you unless there's another person around. He doesn't get to. That baby needs to be with you and them. There's other reasons there. I'm very much an advocate. Go ahead, people, write me. Give me your bad fan mail. I'm telling her right now, get in there, get the help, and don't ever put up with him. And that remark I gave you guys is from my 80-year-old mother. If he does that, and he does that, my mother would hook onto him with a vehicle and drive him down the street. She would drag him and see what good fell out of him. She would tell you, if he can be a pinata, I'll see what comes out of him good. And that's from an 80-year-old woman. That's a thing, quote my mom. So I'm telling you guys, I'm not violent. I never believe in it. But I do believe people that do this kind of thing, I really don't do it. It's an expression to drag them behind the car, by the way. So those of you who are already writing, Jethro's writing down and he's telling this girl to drag him behind the car and he's now committed murder, I'm not saying that. What I'm actually saying, and I'm telling you honestly, this person is despicable. They need the police there. That's what that number's for. Get a hold of them. Keep the hotline. And never, ever let this person have a loan with you again, because what I feel is like your heart and the hurt. I would suggest if you, you know, get a hold of one of us, we could kind of do a personal thing. I apologize, I got really on you. You found my part, and not only that, but I've got your brother here in energy, and I got a lot of emotion from him. He loves you very much, and sometimes love and hate walk hand in hand. I think part of why he's so upset is he wasn't there for you. Sometimes situations aren't always that easy. And
my
I think
brother,
that.
Johnny,
oh, my God, you know, and that's what I feel that. And I think, actually, I do know, yeah, I know that. And I'm also getting here with him and the other energy with you. It's, honey, it's going to be all right. I do know who you are, and you got me real emotional because I just realized, people, I know this person. And I, as I'm reading these energies and everything else, get a hold of me later at my 928-284-0437, and I'll give you a free reading. We'll get through this, and we'll find some help for you up there. And I can see why. I can tell all of you people, the show just said her brother was, he was a very good man. He was a very good person, very positive, and very protective. No wonder he's hitting the heat. You know, all I could feel was the energy, and now that I saw who it was, I got a little emotional with you. Very good friends of our family. And I've got to go on, Jasmine. I thank you for calling. We're going to, you know, welcome you to go ahead. And we're going with the other things we've got here. I thank you guys that are on, and we're going to continue right on through with it a little bit. I apologize here. We're going to take a few minutes. We've got about three left, and we're going to go ahead and let Kelly on. You're going to go ahead and tell us, Kelly, how to get those destiny card readings.
Oh, boy. Thanks for the surprise. Yeah, at the moment, just email me at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. And I respond to my usually about, you know, 24 to 48 hours. It's like I'm not always real good with the computer, but it's like I'm working on getting my PayPal set up. It's like I got one this morning there from somebody, and it's like, yes. So I'm working this afternoon on trying to do the bank and the finance part of that. But it's like either that or just give me a call at 719-289-4907, and it's like I'd be happy to do those with people.
Great.
And Jasmine was one of the ones that called in yesterday, and I told her to call back, and so did Melissa. I was really glad they both called.
Thank you, Kelly. You made me feel really good, but, you know, I guess it's because we've known each other a long time, but thank you for the compliment. I apologize for I got a little emotional. Sometimes it's hard. You know, believe me, reading doesn't always make it easy when you know someone. And, you know, it's hard when you're like family with people and you hear these things later on. Even knowing cycling doesn't change the hurt. I thank you, Kelly. We've got about 3 minutes left of this crazy show with me and Tristan. Are you ready to rock, people? Because we got another one left. 281, you've waited for a while. You're on Psyche's Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro and Tristan and Kelly.
Hi. I got caught up in the emotion on the last reading as well. It was very, very touching.
Very hard.
Yeah, my heart was actually aching, to be quite frank. My name's Linda, by the way. And
hey,
Linda. I've got a lot of stuff going on, and I need a little guidance.
Ooh. Okay, we're going to go ahead here and go right into it. Tristan, how do you feel?
I'm still with her being extremely sad over the last caller.
I feel with you, Linda, that we've got some energy, and I apologize. I'm a little, kind of my voice a little bit. I'm kind of a wuss.
I was here. It's okay.
It's all right. And one of the things I really kind of get here with you, Linda, as we're looking at the strength and we're doing this with the angels and the work, is I feel like you've been in a part of your life right now that it seems like they're showing me in March that you've had a lot of, like, apologize, we got 90 seconds, guys. We're going to try to run it for a few more minutes because Linda's been such a good person. Sorry, this is the last caller for those of you, but 773-897-6461 for that son. Call us next time. What I've also got for you, Linda, and I'm really feeling here with the energy, is that the angels are telling me that you are going through some really good changes, and these are going to be the best times of your life in the next couple of months. Linda, I keep feeling a really good strength here. I feel like you've had some other sad things happen. I feel like you really went through some other strengths, and I feel like what the angels are also telling me with you is I can feel that something else is going on, and that's what I think I need you to give me your date of birth here, Linda.
October 1st, 67.
Okay. No wonder I'm getting all this balance. This is a Libra. Too cool. My grandson is a Libra. He's October. Happy birthday, Robert. Just recently on that. Tease him. Or Jeffrey, I'm sorry, that wrong grandson. Robert was April. Happy birthday. And October was Jeffrey. But what I get here with you, Linda, and what I really positively get here happening for you is I get a real strength here on some things going on that you're at a point in your life where they're talking to me about house and remodeling. They're talking to me about a revamping. You're cleaning it out and you're putting it in. I see you re-changing and doing this. I see your house going through. On the right corner, they can show me new love.
A what?
They're telling me there's love in your, like, in your horizons here.
Oh. Nope. I don't see him.
Now you have it. Linda is a Cupid hater, and she just admitted it in public. No, we're teasing you. But I feel there's something there with red. We probably got the psychic obviously a little very stirred up here. Tristan, can you help me with what I'm feeling red there? Is it just my face? What is red?
Her birth card's red. Both of them.
Now my sweatshirt's red.
Oh. Stay out of the phone, Jethro. We know what you're doing. No, I'm teasing here. I'm going to get beat up. But what I'm really teasing is that, and I do feel that, and I do feel that out with her. And she just said no. Now, as I'm seeing the other energy for you, Linda, I also see something really good coming out of this also with you and other people, is I feel like you have a very good heart, and I feel like there's some social here. I'm getting diamonds. Now, Kelly, what does that mean with the red and the diamonds?
Well, her birth card's an eight of diamonds.
Oh, wait, she got those. I've got to start listening to my show, you guys. See, you make fun of me. Come on now.
And her planetary ruler is a three of hearts. But eight of diamonds is really a power card. It's like they have got, and, you know, eights are just powerful. It's like you're an eight, but you're an eight of clubs. This lady with the eight of diamonds is like her thing is with finances and with values. That's some of her life lessons here. It's like her financial, you know, anything she wants to do with financial, she'll be very good with. And anything, you know, anything with her values. It's like if she turns her attention to, you know, like a spiritual study or whatever, it's like she's here to figure out, you know, what is a value to her. Where she's got some hesitation with things is in that planetary ruler threes. And the threes of hearts, threes always give us worry and decision. I mean, they're very creative. You know, the positive side of threes is they're very creative people. They're very, you know, a lot of great ideas. But threes, if you let them go down the other way, it's like there are a lot of stress and worry. And with the hearts, it's like it's a lot of worry with sometimes emotional things and with relationship or with love.
Wow. All right. Well, there you have it. I thank you, Linda. We apologize on our timing. They're doing the last of it. I'm going to thank all of you, and we're going to end this show today. Apologize. We're going to end the show, and I want to thank everybody. And I've kept on there. Anybody who knows with Psychic Leo, we know he's coming on. We're looking forward to it. We welcome him. And last I heard, he's still going to be on. We're trying to get a hold of him. If you hear of him or know of him, tell him. Psychic Jethro, Psychic's Gone Wild, can't wait to hear from you, Leo. Come on. And he's one of the best psychics we understand on the Blog Talk Radio. From what I've read and what I've seen and I've heard and sent, we're going to be in for a great show. Those of you who are really looking forward to it, I am. We're going to be doing this show, kind of get a feel for it. We're going to be doing some interviewing there. You're going to get to find out at the ins and the outs of what the psychics are. Please, you know, stay tuned for more. I thank you guys. At this last part of it, we're going to go ahead and go out. I don't know whatever happened with our chat. Those of you who've been in there, I will be checking. Please don't do any of those dirty words because I will get on you. But what we really like to have and what we really got to have is a lot of love and peace. And I thank each and every one of you for listening to Psychics Gone Wild. And to my dear friend Johnny Lee, my blessings to you on the other side. I'm sorry to hear what we just heard today on the show, and we bless you, and we know that you're over there with the angels with my son Jeff. We thank you. We ask you guys over there to take blessings on us. Have a good day.